Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Let's get a preview for today's docket. First, a politician has been arrested. Can you guess what for? Next, wait until you hear what this driver's excuse was when, I don't know, she ran over a couple of people. Next on the docket, kids grow up so fast these days. Yep, that's right. Dude, where's my kid? And then finally, our dumb criminal of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. First, you know the drill. If you haven't done so already, please hit the subscribe button, hit that like, hit that little bell so you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. And tonight is Tuesday, so what does that mean? That's right, Tuesday Night Live, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Join us. Have a couple of cases we're going to talk about. Lori Vallow being competent, being restored, a competency miracle. And then we also have the Barry Morphew matter. That's right. The judge all but gutted the prosecution's case. Will the prosecution have enough evidence to go forward? Well, we'll talk about it tonight. All right. Before we open the record, though, let's hear from today's sponsor. Make sure you support the people that support the channel. Like many Americans, we got a dog during the pandemic. My quarantine dog, Miss Winnie the Bulldog. Now, Miss Winnie has grown accustomed to being around us all the time. When we were leaving the house, Winnie would have extreme anxiety, so we decided to look for natural products to help with her anxiety. We looked for the highest quality CBD treats, and we were not satisfied, and neither was Winnie. So we created a high quality CBD product that absorbs faster and provides the required results faster. Baked in Colorado, CBD treats and beverage enhancers are made with nanotechnology. The nanotechnology makes the CBD extraction more pure, also allows for Baked in Colorado products to work faster. Baked in Colorado products can help reduce your pet's anxiety, ease joint pain, and help with your dog's skin problems. Go to our online store and see what Baked in Colorado product is best for your dog. When you order at bakedincolorado.com, enter code Winnie and receive 15% off your first order. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If your dog does not experience the desired results in 30 days, return the product and we will refund your money. No questions asked. As I noted, tonight is Crime Talk Live After Dark. Please join us 6 p.m. Mountain Time. As a reminder, we will also be at CrimeCon 2022 coming up in 2 weeks. If you don't have tickets, you can join it online. We will also be going live from our virtual booth. Not exactly sure what that is, but I'm sure it's going to be great. All right, first on the docket, another politician has been arrested. For what, you may ask? I know the first thing that comes to your mind is, well, it's probably some sort of sex thing, right? Because a lot of politicians seem to get in trouble for sex issues. Or money. That's right. Well, guess what? The brand new lieutenant governor for the state of New York, a guy by the name of Brian Benjamin, surrendered to authorities early this morning to face fraud-related charges in connection with his previous political campaign. Now, Mr. Benjamin, who is 45, was arrested on several charges, including bribery, in connection with his alleged participation in a scheme to obtain campaign contributions in exchange for securing a state grant. Wow. You mean politicians sometimes, who are supposed to be there to help their citizens, sometimes expect something in exchange for that help? Oh, and I thought they were just, well, you know, good-hearted people who just wanted to serve the community. As we have stated in the past, ain't nothing legal till the government gets their cut. Well, apparently nothing gets done by politicians until they get their cut too. Now, obviously, we'll give the lieutenant governor the presumption of innocence, but, you know, the feds moved in on him. That's right. The U.S. Southern District of New York is expected to hold a press conference later today regarding his arrest, Mr. Benjamin's arrest, and he's expected to appear in court later this afternoon. This is kind of developing, but hey, it's never good when one of the politicians for one of the biggest and most populated states gets arrested. I mean, it could completely blow your trust in government, couldn't it? All right, next on the docket. Listen to this excuse that this woman gives for running down two brothers riding their bikes, all right? So a woman in Utah ran down two brothers riding their bicycles and then drove off from the scene. Now, the cyclists were near Washington City. That's about 300 miles south of Salt Lake City. And this occurred on Saturday. Now, the woman, Julie Ann Budge, drove her Hyundai and it suddenly veered into the bike lane and smashed into both of the bike riders. Now, Ms. Budge blamed her, get this, her irritable bowel syndrome for causing the horrific fatal crash. According to the arrest documents, Ms. Budge explained to officers how she's been behind the wheel when she began to uncontrollably defecate on herself while driving, so she swerved. She reportedly told the police that she knew she had hit the two individuals, but was not able to bring her car to a stop. Now, a witness at the scene of the accident told a very different version of the events, noting how it appeared that Ms. Budge did not have the intention of stopping after hitting the two cyclists. That's according to the police reports. Now, the witness stated he followed Ms. Budge's vehicle until she pulled over and stopped several hundred yards away from the accidents. Attempts were made to save the brothers' lives. They were both unresponsive and ultimately passed away. Now, when police finally caught up with Ms. Budge, she failed all field sobriety tests, and Ms. Budge claimed that she had been in the hospital on Friday and received fentanyl through an IV drip. Now, arrest documents stated that Ms. Budge failed all the tests, and the affidavit also shows that she has previously been convicted of a DUI back in 2015, and Ms. Budge was arrested on two counts of automobile homicide due to criminal negligence, two counts of failure to remain at a scene involving death, and two counts of DUI with serious bodily injury by negligent operation. And, you know, she's also, they threw in a misdemeanor of reckless driving. They also threw in a traffic infraction for failure to stay in a single lane. That's the one that's going to keep her up at night, I'm sure. So between the IBS, the fentanyl, the failure of all of the roadside sobriety tests, she has got a great case there, ladies and gentlemen. She's got nothing to worry about. These things happen. Bygones. Everyone will be okay. I'm sure she was licensed and insured. It'll all be taken care of. No, that's a terrible case, okay? And when you leave the scene of an accident like that, that shows consciousness of guilt. Don't do it. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. Don't do drugs. They're illegal. If you have IBS, pull over. I think no one would, you know, blame her if she pulled over and did what she had to do instead of killing people. Just saying. All right, next on the docket. Kids, they just grow up so fast these days. I mean, when you have teenagers committing crimes that adults usually commit, you got to say, wow, we must be doing something right here in America, right? So a 16-year-old Nevada high school student has been charged with multiple felonies, including attempted murder and sexual assault in an attack on one of his teachers inside the classroom. That's right. So the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said that the teen initially came into the teacher's classroom at the El Dorado High School to talk about grades. Well, apparently the suspect then got violent and began punching the teacher and strangled her until she lost consciousness. The student fled, and another employee at the school found the teacher and called 911. The student was found nearby and arrested without incident. According to the police, he was booked on the charges of attempted murder, sexual assault, battery with intent to commit sexual assault, first-degree kidnapping, and robbery. But police said the Clark County prosecution would make the final determination on what the final charges they would face. Now, the Clark County School District Superintendent Jesus Jara said he was devastated by the incident and stressed that the violent acts, assaults, and bullying will not be tolerated in the Clark County School District, and those who choose to engage in these activities will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The suspect is a teen and remains unidentified. He is being held on a $500,000 bond and due back in court on Thursday. Now, wow. Teenagers going to talk with your teachers, whereupon you choke them out, strangle them, and allegedly do inappropriate acts with them as well. Now, I know the parents weren't there, right? And this is one of those cases where maybe the parents should be charged, right? I mean, that's not the way our law operates, but who was teaching this kid how to respect a teacher? I do not get it. We'll give the kid the presumption of innocence, but come on, man. Why can't people just be nice, man? I know, I get it. It's human nature. There's always going to be the violent people in the world, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a bad day. I'm not sure. But it seems like something's got to change because it seems like it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it? Next on the docket, dude, where's my kid? Well, police in Atlanta quickly managed to track down an alleged kidnapper thanks to the app Find My iPhone. Now, the 9-year-old boy's mother apparently pulled into a store parking lot for a quick stop, but left her keys inside the car with the engine running. Now, I think most people know you're not supposed to do that, even if you don't have kids in the car, let alone with your kids in the car. So mom's not exactly scoring points here, okay? Well, the suspect jumped into the car and sped off as the frantic mother called 911. Thinking quickly, she activated her Find My iPhone app and handed it to one of the officers who called backup, and several patrol cars chased down the moving car. Police body cam footage shows the moment the officers spot the vehicle, spinning it off the road with a pit maneuver. That's where they hit the back of it and they spin out of control, you know, because there's a kid in the car. Anyway, the suspect is dragged from the vehicle at gunpoint and yells, "You tried to kill us. Oh my gosh, why would you all do that, man?" he cried. "He ran into us. He hit us." Meanwhile, the terrified boy can be seen scrambling out of the back window and escaping in the arms of another officer. The child was taken to the hospital for precautions. The suspect, later identified as Darius White, was charged with kidnapping, cruelty towards children, and theft by taking. Now, no word on whether mom's going to be charged for running inside for a quick stop with their keys in the car and letting the kid stay in the car. Common sense, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of common sense. And finally, our dumb criminal of the day. Now, deputies in Collier County, Florida, pulled over 31-year-old Michael Marola and found one firearm in the glove box and one under the front passenger seat. Deputies also found multiple loaded syringes in Marola's jacket that tested positive for methamphetamines. And that's not all. There was also a live baby alligator found in the open plastic tub in the bed of the truck. Now, Marola has been charged with 2 counts of carrying a concealed firearm and possession of a controlled substance. I don't think it's a crime to have an alligator in your car in Florida. As you may recall, we had a story a couple of weeks ago where the guy was charged for having an alligator or crocodile in California, and that's a crime. Apparently so much so that they had to actually make it as a crime. But this alligator, not a crime, because it's in Florida. Apparently people are expected to have alligators in Florida or capture them or remove them or something. I don't know. Mr. Marola, you are a dumb criminal of the day. I'm not exactly sure how the police officers got into your car to find the firearms in the glove box and under your seat or the drugs in your pocket. But my guess is you probably said something and you should never have consented to the search of your car. And you had done nothing wrong up to that point, right? Pulled over for what, an alligator in your car? No, never admit to anything, Mr. Marola. That's why you are a dumb criminal of the day. And just remember, they got to prove that you knew the firearm was there. So unless your DNA or fingerprints were on there or you admitted to knowing they were there, you should be able to maybe try to beat that charge as well. All right. That's all we have for you today. Please join us tonight for our 6 p.m. show After Dark, where we're going to talk about Lori Vallow and we're going to talk about the Barry Morphew case. I have pulled all of the motions filed in that case along with the orders. And as we read to you yesterday, devastating for the prosecution. If I had read that and that was me involved, I would probably think maybe I should go find a different career. Well, we'll talk about it tonight. Please join us. We'll see you next time.